We present James Bolam and Rodney Bewes as Terry Collier and Bob Ferris in part five of Whatever Happened to the Likely Lads.
Oh, is that Margaret? Margaret Bishop? It is. Oh, well, this is Terry Collier. Collier. We did go out with each other once because I've got your number written down and I promised to ring you. When? It was in January. January 17th, 1969. I rang as soon as I could. Just that I've been in the army for 7 years. It's hard to get a line in the jungle. Collier, Terry Collier. Well, the thing is, I was wondering if you'd like to go out one night. What? Well, it wasn't me. Well, I'm sorry. It was only meant as a joke. There's no need to take that attitude. And you, madam. Gee, oh, is Teresa there? Oh, doesn't she? Well, I'm an old friend of hers. You don't know where I could get in touch with her. The Convent of the Sacred Heart? What, is she a nun or something? She is a nun? Are you sure we're talking about the same Teresa Palmer? Because the one I knew was a right little... Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Palmer, no offence. Just meant as a joke... No message. Hallelujah, a nun. It's incredible. Teresa Palmer, a novice. That's the one thing I would never have called her.
Oh, give it a rest, man. Come on, sit down, drink your beer.
Cheers.
Hey, she's new. Why don't you try her?
The barmaid? Yeah, well, not bad. I'll put her down as a reserve. Let's see now who's left. Morag McLean.
Married last year.
Janice Armstrong.
Went to New Zealand.
June Craig, yes, a right little cracker. Hang on. Oh, hello, is that June? Oh, I see. Who did she marry? I don't believe it. Who's this speaking, by the way? Oh, younger sister. Me, the name's Collier, Terry Collier. I've just come back from abroad. No, the army. Oh, Malta, Persian Gulf, Hong Kong. Most of the world's danger spots.
You forgot devises.
Go away and sit down. Pardon? No, I don't think we have met. Tallish, fairish hair. Ice blue eyes with a steely glint and a dangerously attractive smile.
And an obscene tattoo on his left buttock. And a wooden leg. And a steel plate in your brain. And your collapsible elbows.
Shut up, man, shut up. I'm cracking it here. What are you trying to do? I'm sorry, are you still there? Oh, good. What did you say your name was again? Linda. And you're not married? No. Good.
Did you say Linda?
Yes, June Craig's kid sister. So have you got anything fixed up for this weekend then, Linda? Well, why don't we get together for a drink? You could tell me all about your sister's wedding. Marvellous. What time?
Terry, listen, I'm not messing about.
Hold on a minute, will you, Linda? I've got New York on the other line. What is it now?
Before you rush headlong into a tempestuous affair, before you sweep this young lady off her feet with your dangerous half-smile and steely glint, I think it should be pointed out to you that last Sunday was Linda Craig's 12th birthday.
What? Honestly?
Honestly.
But I mean, she's... Oh, what can I say?
Well, tell her New York needs you, or your malaria's coming back again, or you've got to go to Paris to get your wooden leg French polished.
Very funny. Hello, Linda. Listen, it, It's really been great hearing all the news about June and things, yes. But I really must go. Give me regards to your mother. And I know I'm a bit late, but happy birthday. I beg your pardon. Are you sure she's only 12 years old?
Promise you.
Must be this comprehensive education these kids are getting.
No luck, then.
5 married, 3 moved, 1 insult and a nun.
Oh, working through a 1967 address book can't help.
No, it's all I've got. It's my only contact with the past. That's when my life finished. Cut off. Thanks to somebody not a million miles away.
Ah, give over. Here, let's have a look. Gee, this is like you. Out of date.
So I'm finding out. 10 calls and not a nibble.
Well, at least you've saved yourself some nasty surprises. Have you tried all the girls in the book?
All the ones with phone numbers. And in these two and all.
1966, 1965. Have you got all your diaries? The Sunday Times might serialise them one day. Terry Collier, Diaries and Letters, Volume 1. A fascinating insight into the artist's formative years. His struggle from Park Secondary Modern to Ellison's Electrical Apprentice Shop.
You never can tell. If somebody read those in the future, it could give them a picture of a whole way of life.
Oh, definitely. They capture the whole texture of life up here in the turbulence of the mid-60s. The excitement of our lifestyle. Monday, March the 5th. Had to walk home after getting a puncture. Near the lead factory. Got soaked. Met Sheila for a drink in the ship. She's leaving me for a welder at Swan Hunter's. Riveting, isn't it? Went home, made some tea and watched Come Dancing. Think I've got a cold coming on. What times to have been alive in.
What do you expect on a Monday in March? Mardi Gras? Hey, look at this one, though. Saturday, September the 27th. Blackpool Illumination. Supporters Club outing. You weren't on that.
Wasn't I?
You had an abscess.
From learning to play the harmonica.
It was a good day, though, but we stopped at Kendall for a pint and a pasty. George Murray fell off the pier. Got the back seat coming back. Hey.
What? What is it?
I've given this girl 2 stars.
Which girl?
Well, there's no name, just a phone number written in eyebrow pencil. And 2 stars.
Well, that's not much to get excited about.
Depends on how many stars you have in your system.
7. It was 7. That was the British standard. 1 was kissing with mouth closed. 2 was kissing with mouth open. 3 was upstairs outside. 4 was...
I didn't belong to the British standard. I wasn't governed by their rules. In my system, there was only 3 stars.
And you got 2 of them?
In a bus.
Well, ring her up.
After 5 years...
Well, it has to be worth a try.
Yeah, it might when I've supped a few. When the alcohol starts stirring the loins. Do you want another?
No, you're all right. I've got to go.
Go? Go where?
I'm due at Thelma's.
Oh, God, she's so possessive.
She's not possessive. I told you I was going round there.
So in other words, you're leaving me?
In other words, yes.
Leaving me, alone. Alone with a book of useless memories and a list of unobtainable numbers.
Ring up 2 stars.
Ah, what's the point?
Well, she must have been a right slag if she gave you 2 stars in the back of a coach coming back from Kendall.
She'll never remember me.
Of course she will. How could she forget a night like that? Blackpool's bright lights and candy floss and Reg Dixon at his organ. Then home with you, passion across the Pennines. See ya, kiddo. If all else fails, take the empties back and have a go at that barmaid.
Do you want anything, love?
Yes, please. Another pint of special. I must say I'd rather be served by you than that big ape in the saloon bar.
Oh, aye.
Do you, have to work here every night?
No. I get Monday and Wednesday evenings off.
All right. Well, do you fancy, coming out one night? A dance, maybe? The pictures? Walk along the canal?
Oh, I've met your sort before. What are you trying to do? Get me into trouble?
Depends how far we get along the canal.
You should be ashamed of yourself, making suggestions like that to a married woman.
All right. Would your husband mind?
Why don't you ask him? He's that big ape behind the saloon bar.
Hello, Pamela. Pam, it's Thelma here. I hope you don't mind me ringing you up late like this. How are you, love? Oh, Bob's fine. Essie's with me now. He sends his love to you. Listen, Pam, are you still going out with Morris? Oh, you're not? Did he? Oh, well, you're well out of it, pet. Listen, Pam, look, the reason I rang you up is a friend of Bob's has just come back from abroad, and I thought the four of us might go out one night. His name's Terry. Yes, Terry Collier. Oh, you remember him, do you? Oh, well, never mind. Just a thought. Yes, I'd love to pop in for a coffee. Yes, I'll ring you next week. Bye.
All right, love, you tried your best. Just come and sit down.
Oh, frankly, Bob, I'm not all that keen about fixing up one of my friends with Terry. I mean, it can be a bit coarse.
Never mind. He'll just have to fend for himself. He'll be down to miss two stars by now, anyway.
Who's this?
Just a number in eyebrow pencil.
Two stars?
Oh, you know, we had a sort of adolescent sexual scale. Like one star was kissing with mouth closed, and two stars was with mouth open, and three stars was upstairs outside, and four stars was upstairs.
Upstairs? Outside? What does that mean? On the bedroom windowsill?
Don't be naive.
Four was with ladder and five was without. Is that it?
No, darling. Four stars was
Look,
upstairs.
I know what four stars was, and five, six and seven. When we were 16, it was what you were always complaining about never getting. You all lied about it anyway, you boys. Subtract three from what you said you got and you get a true picture.
Well, you can't with Terry. There was only three stars in his system. He didn't have the finesse that we had.
Nor did the girls he went out with. Yes? Yes, this is 29578. I'm sorry. Some madman says, do I remember Blackpool Illuminations 1967?
Give me that phone! I'll get you for this, Collier!
Ah, Bob. Everything all right?
No, everything is not all right. I'm surprised you got the nerve to come round here. I'm surprised you haven't got any sense of embarrassment after last night.
Oh, come on, Bob, man. It was a joke, just a joke. I thought I'll ring them up and give them a laugh over the late night cup of cocoa. Thelma said it was a joke, didn't she?
Come in. Thelma's attitude was very strange. After you called, she went very pale. She developed a twitch in her left ear. I had to give her some of her mother's salvolatile.
Was that wise on top of cocoa?
She didn't think she was on that trip, but she's not certain. Her memories are blurred, what with the passing of time
and... the eight gin and lime she had at the Winter Gardens.
How did you know that? She was there, wasn't she? That was a number in your book. That proves it. Oh, my God.
Oh, now, don't take on like
that.
To
think that you're the skeleton in my lovely bride-to-be's cupboard.
I'm not that thin. Wiry I may be, but not a skeleton.
You don't care, do you? No shame, no regrets. It doesn't concern you that you've driven a wedge between Thelma and me.
Take more than a wedge to prise you two apart.
Betrayed by the two people closest to me in all the world. Betrayed on the back seat of a bus from Blackpool.
Not all the way from Blackpool. Only the last stretch from Kendal.
Two stars. How can I live with that?
Oh, come on, Bob, man, you know how I exaggerate. It was probably only one.
On a three-star scale? That's still a 33% success rate.
Bob, it was years ago. We were just children. Children carried away by a day out, the drinks and the sing-song. Children can get very emotional after 14 pints and a chorus of Blade and Races.
33%.
We weren't as bad as some of the others. At least we kept a sense of dignity and modesty. Eileen Ogg was in the luggage rack with the accordionist.
And all the time I was sick in bed. You took advantage of my abscess.
Didn't take advantage at all. You weren't going out with Thelma then. It was one of your off periods. You haven't always been going out with Thelma, you know. Just seems that way. Yeah, what's all this rubbish here? Oh, you're not going through your old diaries, are you?
I'm looking for evidence, some note that I might have made hinting at my suspicions.
How trusting of you.
It was justified. There's an item just after that trip. Listen. Terry came round wearing his new hipsters and a smug face. He knows something.
That'll never stand up in a court of law.
I'll never be able to get on a bus again without feeling a shudder of doubt.
Bad thing, that shudder's a doubt.
I think she could have told me, don't you? I mean, sometimes since we've been engaged, she could have mentioned it, or better still, years ago, after it happened, she should have told me. I would have understood. I would have been mature, forgiving and sympathetic. I'd have gone round to your house, taken back your Christmas box, kicked your head in, and all had been forgotten.
If only everyone could be that reasonable. Oh, well, let's have a look at those diaries.
No, it's private. It's a record of private thoughts and feelings. It's not for other people's eyes. It's too personal.
I only want to glance at the address section. I promise not to look at any private feelings.
If I show you girls' addresses, I'm betraying their confidence. They didn't give me their numbers, expecting them to fall into your grubby grasp. I've got some integrity.
Oh, give it here, man.
Goodbye, integrity.
Yeah, they'll all be the same as mine, I shouldn't wonder. Yes, there they all are. Hell's teeth.
What is it? What is it? I mean, who is it?
How many stars in your system?
I told you, 7.
You've given Wendy Thwaites 8.
Have a look at that. Yes, 8.
You must have got all the way, then went back to the start again. One more time, Ferris, the human dynamo.
It didn't mean that. I know the reason now.
Oh, you gave us your bonus point, did you? E for effort.
Please. She was the first. That's why I put another star.
Oh, I see. Like a commemoration medal.
Now, don't joke about it. Just because it was a long time ago, it meant something. She meant something.
Wendy Thwaites? Is you her?
Heavens, yes. Wasn't such a common occurrence in those days, you'd forget it.
Well, I didn't mean that. I meant Wendy. I didn't think anybody.
I did.
Well, that staggers me. That really does. I mean, Wendy Thwaites? She had such a repressed upbringing. The family were all devout Methodists. Her mother used to give out leaflets about the end of the world. And her father was a Sunderland supporter, so it was hardly a house of gaiety and merriment.
But she's expressing a rebellion, I suppose, something like that.
I thought her only expression was ballroom dancing. The only thing she ever wanted from a man was a gay Gordon. How did it happen?
I picked her up from a competition one night. She was all radiant and elated with success.
Success?
She'd just become the 1966 Cooperative Society Regional Subdivision Paso Doble Champion.
My God. Tomorrow the world.
Which promised a chance for the regional eliminators. Anyhow, she came on with me. My mother was away, and I don't think Wendy really knew where she was. I think half of mine was on the quarterfinals, and the other half in the Argentine home of the Paso Doble. And it was all very immature and fumbling. You know what those dresses are like. Hand-sewn, 50 yards of pink tulle, with an encrusted satin bodice.
Very fetching.
I didn't know much about it myself, because I'd had a few in the Empress Ballroom Contiki Lounge, and things were a bit blurred. But it happened all right. When I woke up in the morning, my bed was full of sequins.
Wendy Thwaites. Who would have thought it? You never said anything about it at the time.
Well, of course I didn't, out of respect for her and the good name of ballroom dancing. She was very distraught. She was in a bad way for a few days. She wanted to give it up.
But she'd only just started.
I meant dancing, not...
I'm gonna say. Still, I'm surprised you didn't give us a little hint, keeping it to yourself like that.
Well, they're not all like you, you know. Shouting out every sexual conquest at the rooftops. If you had the money, you'd take peak time ads on the telly.
That is unkind. The reason for this depressing situation is my lack of sexual conquest. Wendy Thwaites, where are you now that I need you?
She's still around. She's with the Ada Bissell formation team. You should join. You might twirl your way into her affections.
Fat chance. Let's have a look. Another look now. Who else have you ruined? Jackie Norris? Oh, she was a fair-looking girl.
Jackie Norris. Ah, she had some form.
Did you go out with her very long?
Once or twice, I think. Nothing very heavy.
I think I did.
Ring her up.
Ah, oh, what's the use, man? It's a futile exercise. Anyway, who needs it? No sweat.
That's not. I've got a pair on her.
Where's the phone?
Hang on. I'll do it.
What?
Well, you've got a pretty dismal record. Phone 10, one none. Listen and learn from the master.
Go on, then, Casanova. Your brother was Les Norris, wasn't he? The well-known cyclist and potholer.
That's right, tall boy with a stoop.
That would be the potholing. Or the cycling.
Hello? Is that Jackie? Yes, I guessed it was. I'd know that sexy, husky voice anywhere. Oh, you probably don't remember me. My name's Collier. Terry Collier, yes. Yes, that's right. Of Bob and Terry fame. Oh, you do remember? How could you forget?
What'd she say?
She said, how could she forget?
Well, I have.
I've been abroad, in the army. Well, I'm not at liberty to say where, the Official Secrets Act, you know. Anyhow, Jackie, let me ask you 3 questions. Are you married? No. Good. Engaged? Marvellous. You free one night this week? Fine. I'll call you tomorrow. I'll look forward to it, too. Bye. Great pullers are born, not made.
She's not coming, is she?
Of course she's coming. Wild horses wouldn't keep her away.
You sure you gave her the right address? She does know she's supposed to come to Thelma's house.
Of course she does.
Oh, Terry, calm down, for goodness sake. She may have been held up in the traffic.
Or had an accident.
Oh, give over.
Hey, fancy her having her own car, though, but makes a change from the old days.
And she'll be taking you home tonight.
Hey, that's a thought. I might have to fight her off my own doorstep. Hope she doesn't expect too much. I'm not giving her 3 stars on our first date.
Didn't her brother used to cycle down potholes or something?
Yes, something like that.
Terry, now straighten your tie and do something with your hair.
Oh, yes. Is that all right? Do I need a comb?
You'd better go and let her in, Thelma, before his knees give way.
I still haven't got a clear memory of what she looks like.
Well, I've got a fairly clear impression of her, but it stops at her throat.
Look, just hold the fort, will you? I'll just have to nip out the back.
OK, but don't be all night.
There you are, Jackie. The dynamic duo. Oh, where's...
He's just...
How could I ever forget? Terry, darling, it's been ages.
What?
You look marvellous. You haven't forgotten how to kiss. Oh, it really is great seeing you again after all these years.
Yes, it must be.
Oh, you too, Thelma. And congratulations on your engagement to Bob. Where is he, by the way?
I think that there's been a little misunderstanding.
Why did you join the army, Terry? Was it to forget me?
Hello, Jackie. Bah, you filled out a bit.
Hello, Bob. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
On our engagement. Don't interrupt, Bob, darling. It's quite an occasion, Jackie seeing Terry again. They've obviously got lots to talk about.
Oh, yes, of course. Would you like us to...
No.
After Terry, I looked up all my old diaries and letters and things. I brought something to show you. It's a photograph of Terry and me. Ages old. Look. Isn't it hilarious?
Yes.
I mean, those clothes and the hair. Oh, I didn't realise my blouse was undone like that. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I didn't...
Can Bob and I have a look?
Yes, yeah, sure.
Very pastoral, isn't it, Bob?
Yes, they both look a bit windswept. What's that written on the back?
Wooler, September the 27th, 1967.
That was when it was taken.
The 27th?
Yes, of September.
Yes, well, all ancient history now, all water under the bridge.
It is. Still, we can always start the current flowing again, can't we? Don't mind them. Give me another nice squeeze.
Anyone like a sherry?
I was in Blackpool on the 27th of September.
So was I, on an outing.
That's right. I checked it up in my diary. It's the Porter's Club annual outing. Terry pretended he was ill, didn't you, Pet?
Cyprus or Spanish? Cream or dry?
Pretended he had an abscess.
I did have an abscess.
That's right, I remember. We were all sorry he missed the trip.
Well, whatever he missed at Blackpool, we made up for it at Wooler, didn't we?
Oh, aye. Abscess made the heart grow fonder, did it?
How witty, Bob.
Did he take his harmonica with him?
He did. He didn't play much of it that day, though.
Sounds very romantic.
It was, wasn't it?
Oh, there's vodka. A Cinzano. Martini?
I think you should know, Jackie dear, that your memory's got a little confused over the years.
But look, there's beer in the fridge. If no one wants sherry.
Terry is not the person you are kissing, fondling and hanging round the neck of. Nor is he the person in this photograph. That is Bob. Terry is standing over here next to me.
Oh, really? Is Bob the one I went to Wooler with? Oh, funny. You know, I always got those two confused. Still, what's in a name? They were both very lovable, especially this one.
Well, maybe, but the object of your nostalgic affections happens to be my fiancé.
Well, he wasn't then, were you, Bob?
But he is now.
Oh, God, here we go again. Where's the telephone?
Even though he is deceitful and unfaithful and sneaks off to the Cheviots with a notorious Jackie Norris.
I beg your pardon?
How's Leslie's potholing going, Jackie?
Never mind about Leslie. Are you going to stand by and let me be insulted like this?
How about a nice cup of cocoa?
It wasn't what you'd call a passion of a lifetime. Still, I suppose he'd probably suit a wet assistant librarian like you.
And just what exactly do you mean by that?
Hello, Audrey, pet. It's your little brother here. Terry. I just thought I'd pop round tonight for a game of Scrabble.
Just been listening to Whatever Happened to the Likely Lads. Rodney Bewes and James Bolam appeared as Bob and Terry, with Bridget Forsyth as Bob's fiancée Thelma. Jackie Norris was played by Lois Dane and the barmaid by Lorna Wilde. Series created and written by Dick Clement and Ian Lafrenet. Programme produced by John Browell. Listen in again next week to Part 6, Birthday Boy.